You're listening to 8th Right Radio News, keeping you up to date with the latest Final Fantasy XIV information. A service of the 8th Right Radio Network. Stay current by visiting our website at orzeapedia.com.
Hello and welcome to 8th Right Radio News for the weeks of October 2nd and October 9th. I'm Fusion X.
And I'm Corinth.
First up, we have all the news recently straight from Square Enix, and then we'll cover Final Fantasy XIV news right from the gaming community and wrap things up with Orzeapedia and 8th Right Radio site news.
Since our last show, three new dev Q&A posts have been added to the Lodestone. The first one covers the market system, anima, and food. This post is especially important as it explains how the market wards will be reorganized and what items will receive a tax discount when sold in a particular ward. The October 1st post covers crafting and gives players hints on how to be successful while synthesizing. The most recent post covers different things relating to character creation. They have confirmed that you will only be able to complete the mission quest line for the city-state you first chose in character creation, so players need to do a little research beforehand to decide which adventure might be the most appealing to you. They also discussed their plans on how the name day and guardian chosen during character creation will be used in-game in the future. In light of this, Square Enix says you will have the chance to change your guardian later in the future.
Two new topics have also been added to the Lodestone. One is a little bit of a content spoiler, but is important to know about ahead of time so you don't make a rush decision in-game. As part of the main scenario quest, you'll have to choose a path companion. The personality of your companion will vary depending on the race and gender combination that you choose. Details on the different combinations can be found within the post on Lodestone. The other new topic covers battle regiments and incapacitation. Not only does it explain all the benefits there are to using battle regiments, but it also shows how you can use your weapon skills to weaken your enemies and increase the chance of certain drops.
There was a small version update this week addressing some of the issues players have had with the game. Notable mentions include changing how experience points are divided among party members, the ability to chat more smoothly while crafting or setting up a bazaar, and acknowledgement of a rare bug that causes server issues when items with corrupted data are put into bazaars. They also mentioned that the reorganization of the market wards is scheduled to happen with the next version update next week.
A new world was added this past week as well. Players can now start calling Karnak their home. People who participated in the open beta might remember this server as one that was used to test the two in-game items, the Onion Helm and Asuran Arm Guards. We've updated our forums on Orzeapedia to include the new world.
Next up, Final Fantasy XIV news from around the web.
It's clear to anybody that has visited the community site forums and game-related news sites that Final Fantasy XIV has had a pretty rough start. It's been said that Square Enix has asked reviewers to wait a period of 1 month before releasing their judgment of the game. GameSpot has given the game 4 out of 10, and they praised the graphics and flexible class system, but criticized Square Enix on the user interface, limited game content, and lack of in-game tutorials and explanations. Game Trailers has posted their review in video format, and the whole review is roughly 9 minutes long, but in the end, calls Final Fantasy XIV a broken, incomplete mess. The overall score is close to GameSpot at 4.2 points.
Kotaku takes a different approach with their MMO reviews and plays the game for a period of 4 weeks before making a call. Staff member Mike Fahey is spending 4 weeks on Rabanaster as a Mikote named Fritty Tailchaser. Each week, he is posting a log of what he did that week and his impressions on different aspects of the game, like crafting and the economy. He is currently looking for an LS to let him temporarily join to explore some of the more social aspects of the game. So if any of our listeners are on Rabanaster, consider sending him a tell and helping him give the game a full and fair review.
Well, it's too late to enter now. We'd like to tell you about a contest that was held over at MassElite.com this past week. They were giving away a standard edition copy of the game to visitors that left a comment about which of the 12 they would pick as their guardian. While this contest is over, there's always the chance that other sites might offer something in the future. If we hear about contests like this in the future, we'll make sure to tweet them on our Orzeapedia account.
Now on to 8th Right Radio Network news. We've started a new segment on our monthly show that allows listeners to get their name and their big achievements on the air. Every month, there will be a thread on our forums where you can post your achievements for the month. A number of them will be selected to be read on the show. made an HQ tunic that you are really proud of, met a goal that you made, like all classes to level 15, let us know and we'll let everyone else know too. We'll also be announcing the top 5 wiki contributors, so keep those edits coming. Speaking of the monthly podcast, you can now find episode 11 up on the site.
Our roleplay podcast, Remotely Plausible, debuted recently, and there are now 2 episodes for you to listen to. The first episode introduces your host and the basics of roleplaying in an MMO. The second episode covers topics like roleplaying a character of the opposite gender and talks about things generally not roleplayed. Expect future episodes of this new podcast soon.
Finally, in Orzopedia News, the lack of an auction house is a topic that has seen heated discussion ever since players started playing around with the retainer system. Gannyman has posted his thoughts up on the blog, as well as thoughts about the upcoming patch and how it will affect the current system. Give it a read, and then post your thoughts on the thread for the post on the forum. Also, a guild leaf timer has been added to the site, so you can easily find out when you can get your next set of leaves.
You can find more details about everything mentioned today on our website at orzeopedia.com. Make sure to check back daily to stay up to date with everything going on in the Final Fantasy XIV community. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/orzeopedia. If you have a new story you'd like to submit to us, mail it in to news@orzeopedia.com.
Aetherite Radio News is a part of the Aetherite Radio Network. To stay up to date with the latest episodes, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Aetherite_radio. You can also leave feedback on our forums or by email at podcast@orzeopedia.com. Thanks for listening. Kotaku takes a different approach with their
M&M's.
M&M's.
I want M&M's.
They review M&M's now.